I'm Mo Pitney, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Have you ever picked guitar on your front porch in the morning as the sun was rising? Or followed your dog down to the river and ran into an old baptizing? Do you think to pull off on the side of the road when that big black hearse is passing? Have you ever helped someone in need without them even asking? We do that in the country. Let me tell you about country. Country can be in the middle of a city. Country can be on a farm. Country ain't even a place on the map. It's a place in your heart. Would you ever hitch a ride to Music City just to see an Opry show? Would you drive across the country just to listen to some country? Country can be in the middle of a city. Country can be in a barn. Country ain't even a place on the map. It's a place in your heart. Have you ever been there at the courthouse square for the parade on the 4th of July? With a tear on your face and a lump in your throat as you watch old glory go by. Or sat through a service where they played taps for a soldier who never came home. Or looked in the sad brown eyes of his mama as she touched his name on that stone. He fought for his country and died for his country. Yeah, I love my country. Let me tell you about country.
My next guest, somebody I interviewed for the first time last year, and it's Mo Pitney.
How you doing?
Very good, the voice of Mo Pitney.
Come on now, wow.
You're so humble, but really, you know, you've probably brought back that traditional country sound to a lot of people's ears.
Yeah, well, I just kind of open my mouth and do what I do, and I try not to put it in a box. I don't think I've ever sang and someone not said it was country. I just think I'm put together that way, and I'm glad that people kind of get to reminisce with the older sound that they like when they hear what we do. So,
yeah, I had Gene Watson in yesterday, and he was being very complimentary about you, and he says it's so good to have a youngster that can sing country music.
Wow, that's amazing to hear, because I'm such a fan.
I mean, he said some other horrible things, but that's fine.
I'm sure he did. He knows a little bit about me, not enough. He knows enough to probably say horrible things. But
seriously, no, he was very complimentary about Mo Pitney and that song that you did with the. Have you done that show a few times? When they all get together. I can't think of the song. The reunion.
The family reunion. I did the Ray Price one. I did one called Honky Tonk Dance Music. Then I've done a couple cruises for them, the family reunion cruises, which was great.
You go on those as well?
Yeah, in the past. And then I did two Larry's Country Diner, which is kind of associated with the same group of people. So.
Yeah. Brilliant. I mean, it must be real buzz for you that, you know, you're getting all this attention.
Yeah, it's strange to me. I mean, I started it in the beginning because I love music, and I hope I finish that way. I just don't want my motives to be hijacked along the way, and I just want to get focused on pouring my heart out in music. You know, I have a message that I want to bring to the to an audience if they want to hear it. And I don't know, the other stuff is flattering. It's really amazing and encouraging that other people enjoy what you do, but that's not why I do it, you know. So
I appreciate that. Yeah. Now you've had success with what, two singles now?
Yeah, yeah. First single was a song called Country, who I wrote with Bobby Timberland and Bill Anderson. And then the second single is a song called Boy and a Girl Thing, which is a single that we have out now, and it's a song I wrote with Don Sampson that we really like. So,
I mean, it's both great songs and videos as well with them, because you seem to do an acoustic version and then you do the real version.
Right, right. I think you might be talking about the Mo Music Monday ones, where I go out and I did just an acoustic version of the song.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We played both of them on the TV show.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah, I really enjoyed doing the video for Boy and a Girl Thing, the full band, the full production video. Will Nance is the guy that I wrote a song called Boy and a Girl Thing with, or Clean Up on Aisle 5 with, I'm sorry. And his daughter is actually the little girl in the song Boy and a Girl Thing in the video, and she stole the show on that. And it was a really, I don't know, joyful video shoot. It was great.
So what's the next single?
We're thinking it might be that song, Clean Up on Aisle 5. I don't know when. We have a few meetings that we got to talk through some things, text the status on what Boy and a Girl Thing's doing, and see what we kind of need to make a new plan here in a second, I think. And I think it's going to be Clean Up on Aisle 5. I'm Mo Pitney, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I stopped off at the grocery store to pick up a few things, and I was reaching for some Cheerios when I heard someone say my name. I knew exactly who it was. My heart started to race. I turned around, my legs got weak when I saw her face. There stood the girl that broke my heart just a year ago. I thought that I was over her, but little did I into her like that would leave me in a total mess, wishing that we'd never said goodbye. And if I wasn't standing in that store, I might have laid right on that floor and cried. I heard that voice, I saw that smile, clean up on over and hugged my neck. I didn't want her to let go. She smiled and said I looked just like a kid with my box of Cheerios. We laughed and talked about wasn't all that smart, 'cause it just left me with an emptiness when she pushed away. She walked away
seem to have been in the charts for a long, long time. It's sort of like it's a real slow burn, but it gets there.
Yeah, yeah. I just think that, you know, some people have been discouraged that the singles didn't do better than they did. I'm not. I think that God let us climb just high enough to kind of raise more awareness of what we do. And I think just at the right time, if all the stars align, that one of the songs might catch fire and do something just because there might be enough people that like it. And so I'm just kind of trying to live in the moment and just sing as best I can and see what the future has, you know.
But I think if you're in the charts for such a long time, you're still getting a lot of plays.
Yeah.
So even if you haven't hit the top 10, you probably could have had more listen to's than actually a top 10 because you're in there so long. You know, I mean, it's months and
exactly.
months.
Exactly. And I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah.
And that's where I think that it's just been interesting that even though my songs haven't gotten that high, we go out and people know the rest of the songs because they go and look up on YouTube what I've done and that kind of a thing. So that means that when they hear it, they're digging a little deeper, which is really encouraging.
Are you doing any supporting on tour, big tours this year?
No, we're not on a formal tour. We go and kind of do one-offs and open it up for people here and there, but we're not on a formal tour yet.
Well, let us know when you've made a decision on the single.
Yeah.
And are you planning a new album yet?
Yeah, the album's actually recorded. And we've just got to get it sequenced and all mastered as one complete thought. And then hopefully at the end of May, we're trying to get the album out, which might help push singles and that kind of a thing.
We look forward to that. Because you're on Curb, aren't you?
Yes, and I look forward to getting it out, too. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah.
So,
Mo, it's been a pleasure as always.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Mo Pitney, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
He's gross, she's got cooties, that's just how it's supposed to be. He hates dumb tea parties, and she won't climb a tree. It's a boy and a girl thing, a girl and a boy thing. She'll stop wearing pigtails and get the braces off her teeth. He'll stop making faces and start saving her a seat. It's a boy and a girl thing, a girl and a boy thing. She'll start wearing makeup and he'll start noticing the curves. They'll get a little nervous when she's with him and he's with her. Is he gonna kiss me? Wonder if she wants me to. Awkwardly embarrassed, not sure what to do. It's a boy and a girl thing, a girl and a boy thing. Like children, but make up like they're 17. And even when they're 80, it's still gonna be a boy and a girl thing, a girl and a boy thing, a girl and a boy thing, a boy and a girl thing.